And this kinna, we are told, Ma'ayne Shemayim Shechukim Yizbelicha, the heavens cannot contain the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Heim Loyal Kalkalicha. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam built a Beis HaMikdash where he brought his Hashus Hashchina. Choti ki otzmi, achalasni kina, but because of my averus, ora sa hayasod, the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And when the foundation of a building is destroyed, it doesn't take too long for the entire building to collapse. So it was our averus which ate away at the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. We know Chazal tell us, as the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the avera of Sinas Chinam. And the Chofetz Chaim writes that if Sinas Chinam caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, al achas kama v'kama, until we've rectified this avera, we won't be able to be zoicha to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Many years ago, the Kamenetz HaMashkiach, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, was here in Manchester. And he told over the following story, which he had heard from an aide re'ia, from the only person who was there in the room who had witnessed this story. He heard the story from somebody who worked in the yeshiva Teferes Yerushalayim in New York, was the yeshiva of Hagon HaTzadik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeicher Tzadik, V'Kudosh Levrucha. And this Yid was sitting one day in the office of the yeshiva Teferes Yerushalayim together with Rav Moshe when there was a knock on the door. He went to open the door and in walked a young man with a young girl. And they asked to speak to Rav Moshe. They came into the room, and no sooner did they come into the room than they both burst into uncontrollable tears. And Rav Moshe, who was very soft by nature and a great Oiv Yisrael, became very agitated. And he begged them to calm themselves down and to stop crying and tell him what the problem was. But they both couldn't stop sobbing. Eventually, the young lady was able to control herself, and she told Rav Moshe that they are a chusin and kala, and they are engaged, hopefully to get married soon. And some time ago, the chusin started to feel not well, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed him that unfortunately he's got yena machla in a serious way. So they came to Rav Moshe. Nobody knows about this. It's a secret. Nobody knew about this. They came to Rav Moshe and they said to Rav Moshe, they've come to ask him what to do. Should they call off the chasana or should they just carry on? And they said they're willing to accept whatever Rav Moshe paskens. Whatever he says, that's what they will do. If he says to call off the chasana, the chusim will be mekabel bahava the gzeira. If Rav Moshe says that this girl should marry this sick and dying boy, she will be mekabel bahava and she will marry him. He should pasken what they should do. Rav Moshe became very agitated and he jumped up from his place and he started to pace up and down the room. And Rav Moshe Aaron Stern said he heard this from the Yid who was there in the room. After a minute or two, Rav Moshe stopped and he turned to this chusin and kala and he said to them as follows, I have already asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam 38 times in my lifetime that he should perform for me a nes. I'm going to ask him another time, it'll be 39 times. And he said to the chusin and kala, I don't want you to go back to the doctor. I don't want you to take any tablets or medication, and don't tell anybody that you were here or what happened. And this is what they did. and they got married, b'shutoyva mitzlachas, and this boy was fine, and today he is a grandfather, probably a great-grandfather today, with children, with einiklach and ihr einiklach. And this man who heard the story never said over the story as long as Rav Moshe was alive. After Rav Moshe was nifta, he told it over to a few close people, and he told it over to Rav Moshe Arenstern. I wonder to myself many times, it's an amazing story, but I'm sure that Rav Moshe was approached every single day of his life to daven and to give brochas for people who were deathly ill, people that had heart attacks, people who were, doctors had given up hope. And he didn't say, please, Rabboinu Shloilem, make a moifus, spare this young man's life, spare this young lady's wife. Why was it that this chusun and kala was zoicha, that Rav Moshe said, for you, I'm going to ask the Rabboinu Shloilem to perform a moifus, and you're going to be miraculously healed, and you'll be able to stand in the chuppah as if nothing had happened. And I thought to myself, there is a beautiful mushal, which the Zayde, the Heilige Rishnas, Chissi Galeni, once said. We all know the pusik in Parshas Kedoshim, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha ani Hashem. Every Yid has to love his fellow Jew, ani Hashem. Ask the Rishna, why in this pusik is it written ani Hashem? It should just say V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha, full stop. What's ani Hashem? Why is it written ani Hashem? And the Rishna answered with a mushal. There was a town where somebody was put on trial for some particular crime which he was accused of. And he was found guilty and sentenced to death. And he was about to be hanged in the public square. And all the local people in the town had gathered to watch how this man was about to be hanged. And just as he was being led up to the gallows to be hanged, there was suddenly a commotion in the crowd, and suddenly started shouting, this man is innocent. He's an innocent man. It was me. I was the one who committed the crime. I'm the guilty person. You have to hang me. And he ran up to the gallows and he said, this man is innocent. It was me. The judges didn't know what to do. Here there's a man saying he's guilty and the other fellow is innocent. They said, okay, we'll hang you instead. So they told the first man, you're free to go. We're going to hang this man. But then the first man turned around and he said, no, this man is not telling the truth. It's me. I am guilty. He's innocent. And the second man said, no, I'm the guilty one. He's innocent. And both these men were insisting that they had done the crime and they were the guilty one and the other one was innocent. The judges had never come across such a situation before. They didn't know what to say. They said, this can only be ruled upon. This can only be decided by the king himself. So these two people were brought in front of the king. And the king asked them, tell me, what's this all about? And each one said the same thing. How can I possibly stand and watch my friend be killed? If he's killed, my life has no meaning. I can't carry on. I'd rather give up my life than be chas v'sholem, watch my friend be killed. When the king heard this, he turned to these two men and he said to them as follows. I have many advisors. I have many ministers. And they all tell me the same thing, that the advice they're giving me is only for my benefit because they want my toiva. And I, in the depth of my heart, I know that really they're not interested in me at all. Each one is only interested to line his own pocket. Each one is only interested as much as he can get out of it. Never before, said the king, have I come across such selfless people, such people who are willing to be moisa nefesh and give up their lives for their friend. Said the king, you are the type of people that I can trust. I'm going to make you both ministers in my government. And I want to be part of your chevra because I can see that you are people who your chaverschaft is a emistika chaverschaft. You mean yenem's toivo, and when you say it, that's what you mean. Said the Rishna, the Rabbi Nishloilim says, Vohavta l'reicha kamoicha. If one yid loves his fellow yid, says Rabbi Nishloilim, Ani Hashem, I want to be part of this. I want to be together with you. If there are two yidin who love each other, Ani Hashem, we have the Rabbi Nishloilim is there. Like we know, when we have two yidin together, that signifies the Shem Hashem. If you have one yid on top of another yid, that's just a full stop. That's not the Shem Hashem. In this story with Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Moshe saw how this chusin and this color were so selfless. Each one just thought of themselves. If Reb Moshe said that he's got to call off the wedding, the chusin said he's mekabel bahava. If Reb Moshe says the wedding has to take place, the kala says, I'm a kabbal bahava. When you have emesa ahavas Yisroel, then you have hashus hashchina ani Hashem. And when you have hashus hashchina, then you have brocha, then you have refia, then you have everything you need. So Reb Moshe said, when you have such emesa ahavas Yisroel, for such people, I can approach the Kisei HaKovoid and I can say, please Hashem, Ani Hashem, you be part of this group. You have here two Yidin, V'ahavta recho kamoicha, Ani Hashem. Rabbi Shalom, you're part of this group. So then there's brocha, there's no chas v'sholem, no machlas, there's no nothing. We know the Beis Hamikdash is compared to the neck. It's written in Parshas Vayigash, that when Yosef HaTzadik was reunited with Binyamin, Vayipol al Tzavurov Vayefk, he fell on his neck. And Rashi tells us they were crying about the Chom Beis Hamikdash. In Shir Hashirim it's written, Kemigdal David Tzavurech. The Beis Hamikdash, the Migdal David, is compared to a neck. Mephoshim ask, why is the Beis Hamikdash Dafke compared to the neck? Says the Sanzer Rav, because B'shas Da'akeda, Yitzchok Avinu stretched out his neck and was willing to be shechted. This is the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh. Sinas Chinam is just the opposite of Mesiras Nefesh. A person who's willing to be Moisa Nefesh, he shows that there is no Zich. He's willing to give himself up. Everything he's willing to give up. Sinas Chinam comes about, stems from a person is a balgava. He is more important than everybody else. He takes precedence over everybody else. Everybody else is inferior to him. Everybody else is less than him. The Beis Hamikdash was built in Aha Maria. This is Kemigdal David Savurech. The foundations of the big Beis Hamikdash is Mesiras Nefesh. Is Sinas Chinam is the total opposite. Memela, when there was sin eschinam, tells us the kinna, this destroyed the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash. Tells us the Chofetz Chaim, this is our avoider today. Our avoider today is to have ahav eschinam, to say a gitvah to another yid, to smile to another yid, look after other yidin. And then we'll be Zoichem Yitz Hashem Bekurev to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mheirev Yemeni.